Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yidches from an Aleph. We're holding on Yidzayin and Mabez, three lines from the bottom, Amar Mar. So says the Gemara Amar Mar, we mentioned in the Megillah, in the Brayse of Megillah's Tainis, that Mitzmanya Beyatzeif Meyada is Yitoysev Chag Yidesh Vuayot, Leila Misbad. Now from the 8th day of Nisan until after Pesach, so that's the Chag where they made it into like a mini Yomtif, because we reestablished Shavuos, that Mimachos HaShabbos means Matzei Pesach, not Matzei Shabbos, and therefore they made it into a mini Yomtif that you can't fast and you're not even allowed to give a Hespit. So now ask the Gemara, that Lama Li Yatzeif Mayed, why does the Brayse have to say that the Yomtif stretches from the 8th day of Nisan until after Pesach, until the end of Pesach? Lema Adamai, just say that this mini yomtiv is until Pesach. Umay gufa yomtifu v'aser, and then Pesach itself is a yomtiv because it's Pesach, and anyways it's aser and hespedu tainis. You don't have to make it into a mini yomtiv; it's a real yomtiv. Amar Papa could Amar Rav nitzchad la'aser yom shelafanav, just like Rav said before by the yomtiv of the carbon tamid that we said goes from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th. We said why mention Rosh Chodesh? Anyways, Rosh Chodesh is aser because it's Rosh Chodesh. And we said, no, that by making it into a mini yomtiv, so now the day before it is also going to be aser. Hachanami will say similar teretz, that the reason why we say that this mini yomtiv of Shavuos goes from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach is because now Isru Chag, now the day after Pesach, is also going to be aser to fast on that day. Well, ask the Gemara, it says the Gemara, come out, Rabbi Yaisi. It comes out that you're telling me that Megillah's Tainus was written according to the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi. The Amar, he's the one who holds that when you have a day that's Aser and Hespenu Tainis, so that the day before and the day after becomes Aser as well. According to the Chachamim, only the day before becomes Aser, not the day after. So if you're telling me that this that Megillah's Tainis is going according to Rabbi Yaisi, Hachi asked the Gemara, if so, Be'esimu Tishanami. My area that have yomi de mikame yomi de misukum tamida typically to have a yomi de baser esim utmanya be. Why do you have to tell me that we asked the kasha before that we said that the yomtiv of the carbon tamid goes from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day, and we asked why not say it goes from the 2nd day of Nisan until the 8th day? Rosh Chodesh anyways is aser because it's Rosh Chodesh, so anyways it's aser to fast on that day. So he said no, because we want to aser the day before. We want to aser the 29th day of Adar, the last day of Adar. Ask the Gemara, the 29th day of Adar is Aser anyways, because if we're going according to Rabbi Yaisi, that the day after a mini yomtiv is Aser, so then the 29th day is Aser because it's the day after the 28th. And the 28th of Adar is already a mini yomtiv. How do we know that? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Be'aser Mutmanya Be, on the 28th day of Adar, Aser is Besur Tatavsa Liyudai. So there was good news that reached the Yidin. The Liyudin Min Araisa, they don't have to stop learning Torah. Shpamachas Nigzra Gzeira Al Yisrael, one times the Romans, seemingly the Romans made a Gzeira against Klal Yisrael, Shal Yask Batairav, Shal Yimailos Beneyam, Vishchalu Shabbosis. Can't learn, can't do Bris Mila, they can't keep Shabbos. So Ma Asa Yudah Ben Shemua Vechaveirav, so what did Yudah Ben Shemua and his friends do? Ho Chunalu Eitza Mimatro Nisa, they went and they took Eitzah from a certain Roman councilwoman. She was very wise. She was a big Baal Eitzah. She called Gedolei Roime Mitzian Eitzah. All the Gedolei Roime of Rome, they would go and take counsel in her. So Amra Lahem, and so she said to them this advice. She said, Imdu Vavkinu Belaila, go and protest at night. And that's what they did. Halchu Vavkinu Belaila, they went and they protested at night. Amru, they said, Yishamayim, whoa, Shamayim. And then they said to the Romans, we're brothers. We both come from Yaakov and Esav. We have the same father, Yitzchak Avinu. We have the same mother, Rivka Imenu. So why are you putting such terrible gzeras against us? And they listened, and they were mevatel the gzeras. This was the 28th day of Adar. So they made it into a mini yomtiv. So again, so ask the Gemara, the 29th day of Adar is going to be Aser and Tainis because it's the day after the 28th. So why did they have to say that there's a Yomtiv of the Karban Tamid from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day? Just say from the 2nd of Nisan. Rosh Chodesh is Aser anyways because it's Rosh Chodesh. The day before the 29th day of Adar is Aser anyways because it's the day after the 28th. So says the Gemara to Terutzim, Amar Abayi, Lenitzcha, Elu, Chodesh Mobar. But let's say you would have an Adar that's a 30-day month. So then the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the 30th day, which is not Aser. And therefore, we had to say that the Karban Tamid, Yomtif, was from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th. Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Teimu L'Chodesh Chaser. No, even if it's a 29-day month, even if Adar is a 29-day month like it usually is, still, there's still Nafkamina in it being the day before Rosh Chodesh, and it being the day before the Yomtif of the Karban Tamid. because kol shalah acharav betainis aser kol shalah acharav betainis aser behaspid mutter. Anytime you have a day that's aser because it's the day before or after a day a mini yomtiv that's in megillas tainis, so it's only aser and tainis, but it's not aser and hespid. A person would be allowed to give a hespid on that day. Bezeh, but now the 29th day of Adar ha'ilu mutav on shnei yamim toivim asu ki yomtiv atzmo v'afilu behaspid nami aser. But this 29th day of Adar, since it's the day after the 28th, and it's also the day before the Karban Tamid Yom Tif, so now they made it, now that it's sandwiched in between two Yomim Tovim, they made it into like its own mini Yom Tif, and it's even going to be Aser and Hespet. Now, Amar Ma, we mentioned before that Mitmanya Beyatzayf Me'ada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, so Yitaysav Chagid Shvuaya, so it's this mini Yom Tif of Shvuas, that we establish what it means, Mimachar Sashabis, Yolay Lemispat, that they're not allowed to fast, and they're not even allowed to give a Hespet. Now, ask the Gemara, Lamali Lamemar Mitmanya Bey Lema Mitisha Bey. Why say from the 8th day, say from the 9th day? Utmanya Bey Gufe Aser Davla Yaymadis Dukam Tbey Tamida. The 8th day, anyways, we said, is part of the Karban Tamid Yom Tif. The Karban Tamid Yom Tif stretched from the first day of Nisan until the 8th day. So that's anyways also the 8th day of Nisan because of the Karban Tamid. Says the Gemara, no, because Kevin, Dilu Mikla Milsa Matlina Lishiva, since if something would happen, and we'd be Mavato the Yom Tov of the Karban Tamid, that it wouldn't be on the 8th day anymore. So Tmanya Gufe also Davla Yoima Kamid Isusa Bechagad Shvuaya. So therefore, that we want to establish it, that there's another reason why it's Aser, because it's the first day of this Yom Tov of Shvuas where we establish what it means in Machos HaShabbos. Says the Gemara, Hashad Asas Lachi, now that we came to this, they're telling me that the Tana and Miguel's Tainas will sometimes give us a second reason why a day is Aser, in case the first reason would go away. So then Esen Utishanami. We ask, why do we have to mention that the Karban Tamid Yom Tif starts on Rosh Chodesh to Aser the day before? Anyways, the day before is Aser because it's the day after the 28th. The 29th is Aser anyways because it's the day after the 28th. But now we have a good Teretz. Because Kevin Dilu Mikla Milso Batlina Lasim Utmanya. So now, because since if we would something would happen that we would cancel the Yom Tov of the 28th, so now we have another reason why the 29th is Aser anyways. So the 29th day is still going to be Aser because it's the day before the Karban Tamid Yom Tov, so that would be another reason why they said that the Karban Tamid Yom Tov stretched all the way from Rosh Chodesh Nisan.